Selected. Dentrica 2 of 2. Engage neural congress. Wireless auto shunt acquired. Uploading. The quest for knowledge. The orbital barge roared across the surface of the clouds, churning up a billowing chromatic haze from the toxic darkness below. As Haldren 44 Stryker stood in the baroque luxury of the bay vestibule, he watched his homeworld blur by. The barge passed between zeppelins tethered to processing towers and down through the torrents of high-altitude traffic, haulage brigs, bulk transports and freighters. Cherubim and silver-skinned servitors moved about the barge passengers, all decked out in the feudal livery of the Thunderfane, offering consecrated oils, power, and amasek for those tech priests who were partial. A pair of ancient security automata flanked the closed bay ramp, their still and imposing forms like statues. Master Manciple Proxus was exchanging words of congratulation with the tech priests of Torkora's Diagnostic Quorum, as his role dictated. Several electro-priests came forth, chanting cult litanies and giving thanks, the flesh of their faces a network of subdermal circuitry. Making the sign of the holy cog and slashing the crackling bolts of blessing across chests with the termini of their fingertips, the tech priests moved on to more formal rituals about the shape of the tracked arc. Like the Magos Explorator, the Skitari rangers and protector bodyguards wanted little to do with the ceremony and fuss unfolding in the vestibule bay. With the servo skull Frenus 361 still holding his helmet beside him, Haldren 44 Stryker returned his gaze to the broad viewport on the barge's elevated belvedere. The barge was surging across the thick ocean of black cloud, taking a tour of the region's grandest and most significant stratoforges. Upon their clean domes, pyramids and temple tops that reached clear of the smog, thousands of tech priests, magi and forge world significance gathered to watch the passage of the barge from the balconies and platforms. They were there to honour the return of the Maestral and its precious cargo, but despite gathering for the purpose of celebration, there were no shouts of jubilation or waving from the crowd. They simply stared blankly at the passing of the barge and the treasure it contained. They made the sign of the holy cog and streamed their coded praise. Stryker knew that it would be the same in the darkness below the cloud cover. In earlier service to the Omnisire, he had toiled in the ground mills and scraper factoria. He had done so as both a fresh-fleshed menial and a citizen construct, proudly putting the first of many augmentations to work in the name of the machine god incarnate. Code-streaming vox-hailers would have announced through the smog the arrival of the Explorator Arc Cruiser and the unseen overhead passage of the barge. Forge-welders in rubber and trunk-tailing gas masks would have stopped to observe the occasion on the freightways and up through the workshop platforms. They would have done so in similar silence, no doubt enjoying a moment's respite from their back-breaking duties. Completing their brief tour, the flanking ornamental landers peeled away as the barge set its course for the Thunderfane. The vessel coursed between columns of flame that reached up from the stack scrapers of satellite stratoforges as the temple furnaces vented in its honour. The Forge Temple Principal towered magnificently against the Satsikan sunset, its colossal crown of node towers arcing with power. Coming in through the electrical storm, the ceremonial barge deposited its passengers on a lofty temple platform. With Frenos 361 hovering beside him with his helmet, Stryker led the way between the still forms of the security automata. 10 Victro Tiberiacs fell in line, and the two Skitari officers stepped off the platform with their cloaks flowing behind them. Omnid Torkora followed with platform-shaking steps, trailing his diagnostic quorum and the itinerant Ark, which itself was flanked by Ranger sentinels and protector bodyguards. The delegation from the Maestral found it slow going through the outer halls of the Stratoforge Temple. As the capital forge on the planet, its halls were grand and swarming with a sea of tech adepts. Forge masters, archmagi, tech priests, magnates, logistae, and cult retainers. Temple thralls stood guard in cages mounted on stilt platforms, dotted throughout the chamber's length. The smell of ceremonial ozone burned on the air. Stryker and Tiberiax parted the crowds, but with so many wishing to congratulate the Magos Explorator and catch a glimpse of the trundling Ark, negotiating the hall took time. Finding another hall and another, each boasting its own substrata of Forge World society and significance, Stryker knew that Omnid Torcora would be detesting every wasted moment. They had both spent so much time away from their home, exploring and on legionary deployment, that they were not ready for the overwhelming welcome. "Stryker unit," Torcora streamed. "Get us out of here. That would be an order." Stryker and Tiberiax exchanged a wry glance and a nod, the two Skitarii officers surging on through the crowds. Through the great arch beyond, lined with choral servitors vox-blurting code canticles of the cult Mechanicus, Stryker found a ceremonial doorway guarded by another pair of relic security automata. Master Manciple Proxys and Torcora's delegation were admitted by armed temple thralls. The inner temple beyond was sparse in comparison to the entrance halls, with a few dozen forge masters, logistae and magi, in attendance about the enthroned figure of the Fabricator General.
"Magos Explorator Omnid Torcora," Master Manciple Proxys announced.
The call was echoed by vox-hailing servitors, ornamentally embedded in the chamber pillars. The huddle of tech priests parted as Torcora stomped his augmented way across the chamber and up to the throne, flanked by Stryker and Tiberiax. The Skitarii officers went down on one knee, as did the Explorator in his hulking suit. He rose again, towering over the attendant magi and advisers. A swarm of winged cherubim scattered from where they had been perched around the throne and the scaffold about it. Machinelings scuttled away. The suddenness of the movement turned hoods and drew the sear of optics. The glowers, both organic and artificial, were palpable. While he was not the only imposing construct among them, Torcora's size and offline weaponry were designed to intimidate. Such displays did not stop a robed member of the Fabricator General's retinue from venturing forth. The construct wore the black robes of a temple code scrubber, a Magos Cathark charged with the Fabricator General's spiritual security. A mech spider rappelled from the chamber ceiling on a tiny winch wire, landing on Stryker's shoulder. Extending a probe interface, the mech spider momentarily explored a local flesh plug in the Skitarii officer's ear before dropping onto the floor and crawling up a member of the diagnostic quorum. Mech spider drones of different sizes and designs skittered about the Explorator delegation, criss-crossing the open space with their wire feeds. They were all conduit-connected to the Magos Cathark, who was checking Torcora and his attendants for any sign of technological deviance or xenological corruption. The Magos Cathark took readings from Omnid Torcora personally. The black cloak and hood of the Fabricator General's code scrubber housed a rippling body made up almost exclusively of writhing, tentacular mechadendrites. The helmet mask of its face and whirring telescoptics did little to offset the horrible suggestion of a body buried in a nest of strangling serpents. As it moved through the crowd, the tech priests and forge masters instinctively withdrew. Some of them had clearly received the chief code scrubber's invasive attentions. Haldron 44 Stryker shuddered to cogitate the lengths to which the Magos Cathark would go to purify a machine of code corruptions or Xenos infection.
"Omnid, Omnid, Omnid."
The metallic voice was everywhere, like a whetstone along a blade, chill and grating.
"My Fabricator General," Torcora said.
"Approach, my friend," the metallic boom announced. "It is good to see you."
At the Fabricator General's suggestion, the Magos Cathark slithered aside, and the mech spiders crawling about Torcora's delegation rose towards the ceiling on their fiber cables. Stryker watched his Magos stomp up towards the throne, allowing the Skitarii officer a better view. The throne was set upon a dais of colossal cogs. About it was a scaffold from which draped a semi-transparent foil. The material was shot through with engrammatic patterns and circuitry, forming the sigil of the Thunderfane Forge Temple and its planetary overlord. Through the foil, Stryker could make out the enthroned figure of Vorikar Traeger, High Nostark of the Thunderfane, and Fabricator General of Satzika Secundus. The steel hiss of the Fabricator General's voice proceeded from huge vox-hailers set in the throne. The throne itself was not only the figurative seat of power in the Forge Temple Principle and the Mechanicus world beyond. It was an actual seat of power. The throne was made up of a quad of fusion towers from which electricity snapped and arced. The Fabricator General sat within, an almost permanent fixture. Little of the man that had been Vorikar Trigger remained, the ancient Magos now being little more than a robed automaton, sitting in a nest of interfaced power cables and haptic feeds. It was said the very power produced by the Forge world itself passed through the Fabricator General's crackling form. Omnid Tor'Kora knelt once more and took up the foil with one of his auxiliary appendages. Drawing it to his hood, he kissed the Fabricator General's sizzling sigil. Standing, the Magos Explorator drew back.
"What has it been, Omnid?"
Traeger said, his voice echoing through the floor and chamber.
"A century?"
2, my lord,"
Tor'Kora told his master.
"You have been busy, Magos."
"The Great Maker wishes it so," Tor'Kora said. "I see his blessing continues to burn bright in both Satseeker Secundus and your resplendent self. This is your third incarnation?"
"The Omnisire favors me with his grand design," the Fabricator General affirmed. "Enough about me. This day looks to your accomplishments. So, the Stellar Zenithica."
"The Peboria system, my lord," Omnid Tor'Kora said. "Out on the Nuneus Drift. Planetoid 7 of 16.
"A Terran colony ship out there?"
Traeger boomed.
"How did you come to find the vessel artifact?"
"Many years of research, data salvage and dead ends, Fabricator General," the Magos Explorator told him.
"But the defining piece of evidence," Vorikar Traeger said. "Come now, Omnid. Don't be modest. Share your successes and receive, through us, the machine god's thanks. The relevance is pressing."
Stryker felt his Magos hesitate. The Skitari officer's equalizers recorded faint stress patterns in Tor'Kora's returns and a vague sense of threat in the Fabricator General's own. The gathered retinue of Forge Masters, Magi, and Logistai seemed to close in on Tor'Kora and his revelations. The small horde of sycophants and predatory advisers was mostly made up of scrawny cybernetic fusions, hooded tech adepts draped in robes and spidery servo appendages. Punctuating their number, however, were true oddities, ancients and sectarians like Tor'Korda and Traeger, who had fully embraced their machine form.
"Merchant charter records, my lord," the Magos Explorator told him. "Guild losses are reported by law to the Chartist captains, but can be acquired by interested parties for a price. I detected a pattern of disappearances in the vicinity of the Nuneus Drift. My navigator and Magi Aetherius isolated a tempestuous region of the warp nearby on a backwater trade route. It was my theory that the anomalous conditions pushed traversing vessels off course."
"That was your theory,"
Vorikar Traeger said, the node columns of his throne crackling with expectation.
"But the Omnisire demands of us data, does he not, Omnid? Hard data."
"Yes, my lord," Tor'Kora said. "I took the Ark cruiser Maestral along the same route."
"A risk?"
"Aye, but a necessary one,"
the Magos Explorator said.
"For the Great Maker did not engineer us merely to exist, but to push the boundaries of that existence. To become more. And that cannot be achieved without risk."
"Good, Omnid. Good."
"The tumultuous immeteorology of the route forced us to drop out of the warp on the edge of the Peboria system. 16 unremarkable planets orbiting an unremarkable star. The system was, however, crowded with debris, making exploration hazardous."
"But that did not stop you."
"No, my lord," Tor'Kora said. "We made a systematic survey of the worlds, cataloguing many new species of Xenos fauna and flora. Merchant vessels listed as losses in the Chartist records."
"And the Stellar Zenithica?"
"Yes, my master," Tor'Kora confirmed. en route from Terra to Ortriga. The colony ship had suffered the same fate, only thousands of years earlier. The crew perished in the extreme conditions, and the artifact vessel had suffered both the crash and the effects of time and environment. My Skitari forces purged the derelict of Xenos infestation and secured the site for archaeotechnological investigation. Cataloging continues, but one of our first finds was of such magnitude that protocol dictated you should be informed. My master.
Show us.
The Fabricator General commanded with a gesture, his metallic digits slow and heavy with expectation.
Haldron 44 Stryker and 10 Victro Tiberiax advanced with the tracked arc, flanking the machine. A number of the Magos Explorator's diagnostic quorum came forth to collapse the shielding, stasis fields, and chrono-containment security systems of the armored chest. Removing the heavy lid, several Magi went to delicate work connecting cables and mumbling spirit-appeasing litanies of candescence over the technological wonder inside.
A Mark IV Martian hololithic projector, Omnid Tokora announced, as his tech priests made the sign of the Holy Cog and retreated before the Fabricator General.
A relic in its own right.
Tokora nodded, and one of his Magi archaeotechnists hauled down on a switch handle set within the itinerant arc's side. The hoods and faces of the gathered tech priests were illuminated by the hololithic static that fizzled in the space above the baroque projector. With a clunk, the projector cycled through a series of three-dimensional images. The air shimmered with intricate charts, blueprints, and construction details. These were accompanied by columns of test data, material designations, and litanies, a hololithic template containing all the sacred knowledge required to build the wonder of a technological artifact.
By the motive force,
one of Traeger's forge masters uttered. From the ripple of prayers and makings of the Holy Cog, Stryker assumed that many of the tech priests had not believed the Magos Explorator's reports. The Fabricator General knew Tokora of old, however, and had had no such lack of faith.
Praise the Omnisire, Varikar Traeger thundered, for here before us are his missives, brought forth from the doom of our past and the darkness of ignorance.
The forge masters and tech priests watched as the blueprints of an ancient weapon flashed before them.
I present to you, Omnid Tokora announced, the standard template construct schematic for what these hololithic captures term a Geller device, or Imperial Bomb.
Stryker watched as optics intensified and a ripple of Omnisire-honoring prayers passed through the gathering. There were no gasps or exclamations, only the drone of engaged cogitators and logic engines.
This is indeed a wonder, Varikar Traeger said. As you promised, Omnid, you have done well and honored both your forge world and the great Maker, whose ancient works grace our presence. What say you, my counselors?
The gathered Magi and forge masters turned in on themselves, gabbling code and cant as they unleashed their enthusiasm on each other. Stryker watched them in silence, the air alive with wireless feeds and identifications transmitted as badges of authority.
Flegra Octavine, the Fabricator General urged. What say you?
A tall armoplast tank crawled forward on a quad of legs. The tank was filled with a murky liquid, and a respirator rose and fell on its brass top. Lamps flickered on within, illuminating Flegra Octavine III, arch calculus and cipher engine. There was little left of the old hag. Her threadbare cranium and toothless maw were strapped into an oxygen mask, while a wrinkled, saggy torso floated in the tank's murky solution, supporting a single skeletal arm. Pipes and nutri-lines ran up through the solution and into the logista's diaphragm and the ragged stump of her other shoulder. The inside of the tank was covered in smears and numerals, the notations, mathematical enumeration, and supra-calculi of the cipher engine.
Lord Fabricator,
Octavine said, bubbles rising from her mask as she spoke through a pair of vox-halers.
Even the briefest of computations show the impact such a device may have on the galaxy.
The Imperium and the Martian Empire are beset by warp storms in the void and immaterial storms within the ether itself that frustrate communication and physical expansion. This device would revolutionize warfare and travel. We could be looking at another golden age for both empires.
And why would we want that? Eudoxus Zultra Vox stuttered, the gangling forge master looking around for agreement from the hooded tech priests about him. The machine god has seen fit to bestow this wonder on Satzika Secundus and its priesthood. Why share such a gift with those of base flesh? The worlds of men would appropriate it as their own, as they do all the Omnisire's wonders.
They honor not the machine god.
Terra must be notified. Our accords have lasted thousands of years.
The device belongs with Mars.
Argentai, the Fabricator General said, the metallic hush of his voice descending upon the argument like a foil blanket on the flames of a fire, extinguishing it instantly. Argentai Nuvius, my old friend, your thoughts, Magos Ethericus?
Aldrin 44 Stryker saw that the tech priest could not attend personally, and instead joined the retinue as a ghostly hololithic presence that bled from the gloom of the chamber. Nuvius's hood and robes crackled, providing little evidence that anything existed within them.
As a weapon,
the Magos Ethericus said,
it would deny the pollutive entities of the warp purchase on the dimensional reality of worlds sacred to the Omnisire. A powerful tool in our never-ending fight against the incorporeal threats that lay claim to our very plane of existence, the plane where flesh and iron exist in harmony.
Could it even be constructed? Engra Myrmidex said, drifting forward through the crowd. The Fabricator Locum was second in authority only to Vorikard Traeger himself, and had long upgraded beyond the restraints of humanoid form. His shell hull was comprised of clinker brass plates, arched into a fetal curve. The head of the Ancient was a nest of optical arrays, picked quarters, and ore spectra, and below these hung a delicate array of fine brass instruments and mechadendrites. His tail dribbled a length of interface cables, and holding his frame in place were a pair of coaxial propellers, ducted fans that helped him to hover above the ground. Most grotesque of all was the Technomagos's tri-sentience, three surgically intermeshed brains carried beneath the shell like a bulbous, pulsing, precious cargo. Three minds that spoke as one.
Reproduced. Mass-produced.
Well, Argentai? Flegra?
The Fabricator General demanded.
Speak, as you would before the Great Maker himself.
The template seems intact, my Lord Fabricator.
The Logista bubbled.
The Machine God will provide the rest,
Argentai Nuvius said with shimmering confidence. The Tech Priest and Tech Priestess had little intention of disappointing their Machine Master.
Then, my Fabricator General, Engra Myrmidex said, drifting his fans and form around to face the enthroned Traeger. I would consider it an honor only your greatness could bestow to oversee the construction of this Geller device, this Imperial bomb, and test it.
You will do no such thing,
Omnid Tokora announced. Stryker looked about the chamber. Silence had once more descended. The necks of Magi and Forge Masters clicked around as they moved their hoods between the Magos Explorator, the Fabricator Locum, and their Fabricator General. The Scutari officer detected the heat signatures of weapons held by Temple thralls as they came online. He felt his Aegis protocols stir and his own weapons engage. A stream of nuspheric chatter passed silently between the Primus and 10 Victro Tiberiacs.
No, you're not your place, Magos.
The Forge Master, Eudoxus Zultra, said, craning his lank frame over Omnid Torcora and jabbing the spindly toolage of a finger at him.
You address your betters here,
the Magos Cathark hissed from the octopoid slithering of its hooded robes.
This is not the void or some backwater rock where you might feel the freedom of your lofty station. Take care, Magos. you stand among giants here at the Thunderfane, magi ordained by the great Maker, and charged with his authority decide what will and will not be done. All else goes against the Omnissiah's grand design and is deemed heretical.
Your name and designations will forever be recorded in the discovery of this wondrous find, Omnid,
the Fabricator General soothed.
You wish to be involved further in its development?
I do, my Lord Fabricator,
the Magos Explorator said.
Your encoded messages betrayed some reticence about being recalled to Satzika Secundus, Magos Tokora,
the Fabricator Locum said.
It was expected that you would return to your work on Perborea and unearth further wonders for your Forge World and Fabricator General.
Would you not rather return, Omnid?
Vorikar Traeger asked.
Construction, deployment. These were never your calling, old friend. And this technological wonder must be tested. Data, my friend, the ongoing quest for knowledge supersedes petty notions of ownership. We must know the device's capabilities. The discovery was yours, but the find brings glory to all. Besides, the Omnissiah fashioned you for service amongst the stars.
Where I would serve him, Lord Fabricator,
Tokora insisted.
Testing the Geller device.
Absolutely out of the question,
Engra Myrmidex said.
It sounds to me, Fabricator,
Tokora seethed through the metallic hiss of each carefully chosen word,
that you speak not for your master, but in his stead. You are not Fabricator General yet, Lord Myrmidex. As others gathered here have been swift to remind me, remember protocol. Remember your place in the mighty machine of our Forge World Collective.
Stryker's equalizers could detect the strain in the modulated voice of the Magos. He knew his master did indeed wish to leave the Forge World and return to his duties. He would not, however, give up the prize of an STC template so easily to the scheming magi of the Forge World priesthood. Even Haldron 44 Stryker, with his limited appreciation for temple politics, could see that the Fabricator Locum was attempting to claim the all but limitless power of the Geller device for himself. The chamber was silent. Myrmidex did not want to repeat his mistake, nor Omnid Tokora overreach himself in the opinion of his Fabricator General. Vorikar Traeger seemed equally impressed and disappointed in them both.
The Fabricator Locum,
the Fabricator General said finally,
his attendant magi and the Forge Masters under his purview will undertake the holy construction of this Geller device for the testing of it on the nearest immaterial anomaly to Satzika Secundus. The Great Gaia, the warp storm that claimed our sister Forge World, Velcanos Magna, so long ago.
Very wise,
Argenti Nuvius said, the hololithic representation of the Magos Ethericus crackling and warping. Velcanos. Velcanos Magna, yes, yes. Eudoxus Zultra agreed. Other Forge Masters and Magi gave their modulated approval.
However,
the Fabricator General said, hushing the gathering once more,
I do not wish my old friend, Omnid Tokora, to be separated from this undertaking. The Omnissiah chose him, as I do now, to see this holy experiment through, and usher in this new golden age of which we speak. He will attend on the Fabricator Locum as his executive second and aid him in securing the data required to deem this undertaking a success. This is part of the Great Maker's design, and as such cannot be contravened or perverted. For, as my Magos Cathark was right to indicate, that is a heretical path. Lord Myrmidex?
Spoken like the Omnissiah himself, Fabricator General,
Engra Myrmidex said stiffly.
Arch-Magos Tokora?
Vorikar Traeger asked, elevating the Explorator with a single word. Monitoring his master, Haldron 44 Stryker detected an almost imperceptible hesitation before Omnid Tokora spoke. When he did, his words cut with steely acceptance.
All praise the Omnisire.